You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Yesterday, the guy who was supposed to clean my carpets no-showed on me. Left him a message. Got shit. Nothing. So I got my whole house tore up.
Morning comes and you know that you wanna stay. Close the blinds and pretend that the time has changed.
And he did text me at about 10 o'clock at night. Hey, I got your message. I'm sorry. I had it written down for tomorrow. Unbelievable. But I'm fired up this morning. So welcome to All Marine Radio on a Friday. Maria Bartiromo, I'm glad you listen. That's right. They all listen. Because one thing that Almond Raider does, it traffics in the truth, man. We don't do bullshit. See, I have some audio that I want to play for you. Maria Bartiromo, who's the businesswoman, right? You see her on Fox. I think she started out on what? CNBC? Doing business stuff there. And so she's a big-time media person and follows the markets and whatnot. So she was on Fox News this morning, and they were asking her about China. And I'm like, she so listens to All Marine Radio. Come on, Maria. Footnote your shit, man. Come on. Don't be like that. Right? Go ahead and say, I heard this on All Marine Radio. And get, you know, come on. Come clean. Come clean, Maria. So, anywho, so I'll play that for you in a second. And then Jack King was talking about, hey, man, like, why aren't we laying the wood to the Taliban? What are we going to do, negotiate with those assholes from a position of weakness or restraint? Remember, in the Middle East, restraint is weakness, right? That's why you have to lay the wood to them, even when you're trying to do something good. It's what they understand. So anyway, talking about China, all right, you ready? Maria Bartiromo this morning, earlier, right? And I can't believe she didn't footnote this. I mean, kind of, I'm not going to say I'm irritated with her because I've never met her. But she could just graciously say, yeah, that dude McNamara, right? That dude's on it like nobody.
There will be meetings with the Chinese in October.
This is Bill Hemmer. I actually interviewed Hemmer in Fallujah in 2006. I wonder where the hell that thing is. I should find it.
In Washington, D.C.,
right.
Where are things moving?
This is a very important point that the U.S. and Chinese officials have agreed to meet in early October in Washington.
Okay, so let me tell you what that meeting is. That's the Chinese right? I was going to say something graphically sexual about self-gratification. How do I clean that up? I'm searching for words right now. That's the Chinese. That's the Chinese playing charades with us. Okay. Oh well, we'll come, right? We'll come and we'll talk. Certainly. Okay. Just that's what that is. Okay.
The president has outlined all of the things that China has been doing against America, whether it be, you know, theft of intellectual property, the forced transfer of technology, manipulation of currency, dumping products in the U.S. that are much cheaper than American manufacturers do. So these are all issues that the Chinese are going to have to agree to change. The last time we were at this position, back in April, the Chinese reneged on that. And what was really the sticking point was the enforcement mechanism that the U.S. wanted to put into any agreement, and that is if the U.S. finds out that companies do cheat and they do continue to steal intellectual property from American companies, there will be consequences. The Chinese leadership was unwilling to put that in place.
So this week there seems to be a consensus that there will not be a deal before the election.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's 14 months away.
Okay, now, you heard here on Almarine Radio that there won't be a deal. And I don't know, maybe that was a month or two ago. Conversation between Grant Newsham and I, because China can't make a deal. You just heard what Maria Bartiromo just said, right? All those things, currency manipulation, forced technology transfers. And where do you hear the rest of the story? Okay, so if we stop that, what happens to the Chinese economy? It goes to shit. It goes to shit. The system is based on that. So they can't make a deal.
What is your view on that?
I don't think we're going to see a deal anytime soon.
Oh,
that's my gut. And the reason is because it can be...
I don't like when women say gut, okay? Just a personal thing of mine.
It'd be very difficult for the president to do a deal without an agreement to stop stealing intellectual property and forcing the transfer of technology. Chinese is, they are loaded with money. They are buying Silicon Valley companies. They are acquiring those companies and then taking their technologies. Again, another form of theft in some people's minds. So if the president gets a real agreement from Xi Jinping, who is a dictator for life, by the way, that they will stop stealing, then maybe you have a shot to get a deal. But the last time we were at this place, they reneged on that and wouldn't. Look, if the Chinese buy more stuff, that is not going to be enough. It may have been enough a year ago. Today, after the American people understand what the Chinese have done, I don't think that's going to be enough. So we'll see.
We met in July.
Okay, now, just know this. And again, Grant Newsham, I'll quote him. You can have a deal anytime you want. Just get on your knees to take it, like past administrations have. And what's interesting about what Maria Bartiromo said is this. You know, past administrations, they've had the same set of facts. They know the truth. So why haven't they done the right thing for the American worker? Talk about forced technology transfer. How about forced job transfer? And again, the United States has done the same thing that other nations have. And that is, they've looked the other way, so our businesses could go into China, and we're, you know, we don't want to punish American businesses. We want to be pro-American businesses. You're exporting industries, man. You're exporting industries to China. Because you won't make them play by the same set of rules that every other country has to play by. And those are the rules based on a rules-based order in the international community. But China seeks to totally usurp those rules and write their own, because they're China and they could do it any way they want to. And let me tell you, if that happens, woe be to you, Israel. I mean, woe be, that was in the Bible. I don't know how these biblical things hop into my head, but they do, right? It's all that Catholic education I got. That same Catholic, you know, I tell a really funny story. Let me digress here for a second. I tell a really funny story about when I wanted to kill the laundry guy in Ramadi, okay? And my Catholic brain, right? he didn't do my laundry, and he came out, and I thought, like, I had something, you know, there was a reason, a good reason why he didn't do my laundry. So he says, fat fuck, and he's smoking a cigarette. Cigarettes have a prominent place whenever some shit goes wrong in my life. So he's smoking, he comes out with my laundry, and I see it's not folded, so I know it's not done. And so my Catholic guilt immediately kicks in, and like, what happened? And so he says, yeah, major up. We didn't do your laundry. I said, yeah, I see. You're like, why not? And he said, well, you're supposed to have the white and the yellow form. You had the white and the green. Right? And so this Catholic educated brain that I'm talking about that I use, like, yelled at me in high definition surround sound. Shoot that fat fucker. Right? Yeah. And I was stunned because my brain had never said anything. And so, When I talk in post-traumatic winning about, I want to say the fourth commandment is, you're going to feel damaged. And I talk about, you know, the first time I ever really thought that my experiences had, I won't say fundamentally changed me, but had changed me was that day in the laundry, was that day in the laundry at Blue Diamond in Ramadi. Yeah. So my Catholic educated brain, okay, it's pretty good. And so, you know, as Grant Newsom says, you can have a deal anytime you want. You just got to get on your knees and take it. And that's the same thing that the North Koreans are doing. We'll play this thing sideways, right? We're not going to give it up because, you know, we're dictators. We'll be here forever. Trump's going to be here probably 4 years, maybe eight. You know, we'll outlast, you know, him. And then we'll get the deal we want because the next administration will cave because that's what Americans do. They cave. So again, that's Grant Newsom. You can have the deal. You can have a deal. Just get on your knees and take it.
In Shanghai, that'll be Washington, as I mentioned, in October. Sarah Sanders on Fox and Friends from last hour said this.
Sarah Sanders now a news commentator on Fox.
If we don't step up and stop the bad practices that we see happening with the Chinese and the unfair trade under the Chinese government, then we're going to lose our country and we're going to lose a lot more American jobs. At the end of the day,
that might be overstated. I love doing color commentary on these people. That might be overstated. We're going to lose our country. We won't lose it. Okay. It'll just suck to live here.
There is no question that the president and his administration have turned the country around and put it on the right track.
So a brand new Fox News contributor now in her new role, but clearly selling the idea of the president, his team on trade.
Well, the president has changed the conversation on China. There's no doubt about it. Today, most people understand the practices coming out of China and why it is that the theft of intellectual property has cost American businesses tens of billions of dollars. You look at a company like Microsoft. Former CEO Steve Ballmer told me directly that in China, 90% of companies have and they use the Microsoft operating system. 1% pay for it. 1% pay for it, Bill.
Did you hear that? 90% of the companies have Microsoft products and 1% pay. Then why am I paying for it? Right? Why am I paying for it? I pay for that shit every month. The Chinese, man. Joke. Right? But the bigger joke is, you know, world leaders who look the other way and say, nothing to see here, boys. Move right along. Yo, yeah, the South China Sea, sure, it belongs to them. Taiwan, why not? One China, you betcha.
That's These awful. Are the kinds of issues that have dogged American companies for a long time. And for too long, I think American CEOs were so interested in getting their products in front of 1.4 billion people, a new market in China, that they forgot to protect their own products. So we'll see.
All right. Now, so I just want to thank Maria. And next time, Maria, please, come on. Lay the footnotes out there. All Marine Radio, Mac, Grant Newsom, blah, 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 blah. All right. Kudos to Grant Newsom for making us all smart about China. And so I heard that today. It made me laugh. You could have heard that 2 months ago on All Marine Radio. Way to come to the table, Maria. Anyhow, see, that's my economics education kicking in from the University of San Diego. That's right. That's right. The lofty, I don't even know, is economics a science? I don't know. Art? Maybe a little bit of both. So then I'm listening, and I made some comments yesterday about how long are we going to allow American military people to get whacked in Afghanistan before we blow the shit out of those assholes, right? Are we going to show restraint before we sign a deal that we might not even fucking sign? So, like, I don't know what's happening with the target list, but we need to prosecute that thing, right? All the little targets on there, start whacking the shit out of them, okay, and make it hurt for them. Really? You want to do this shit? Then you can feel the wrath. I don't know. I the more I watch this shit show in Afghanistan, I mean, it's like we can't do anything right. We can't do anything right. Again, you can have a deal with the Taliban. Just get on your knees and take it. Everybody out of Afghanistan, that's what's coming out of it now. All Americans out of Afghanistan by 2020. Are you shitting me? Like, what kind of deal is that? That's not a deal. That's called capitulation. That's called giving it to the Taliban and assuring there will be a civil war there. All right, so here's Jack Keane talking about it. One of my favorites.
9:35 now. American service member killed in a suicide bombing in Kabul yesterday.
That's Bill Hemmer.
Today, the attack carried out by the terror group marking the fourth death of an American in just 2 weeks in that country. General Jack Keane, Chairman, Institute Study of War, Fox News Senior Strategic Analyst, and General, good morning to you. There's peace talks going on nearby, and then you've got this. What is your sense as to whether or not you can get some sort of deal, if you even want a deal, General?
Well, first of all, we know for a fact that the Taliban have given instructions, you know, to their fighting forces out there to increase the level of violence as these negotiations are going on, and actually to focus on killing as many Americans as possible. What's going on there? They want leverage in the negotiations, and also they're trying to put in the American people's mind that it's futile to continue this war beyond the current 18 years. So that's what they're about. We've known that they're tyrannical fanatics and they're morally corrupt and bankrupt, you know, for these last 18, 19 years. Talking to them, I think, is okay, but only if we make a good deal. I think we're on our way to a bad deal, frankly.
What do you think we should do then, General?
Make a good deal. A good deal is bring our forces down to 8,600 and hold. What the Taliban have insisted on, Bill, from the first day of the meetings, they believe that we're predisposed to pull all of our forces out. And as such, they are insisting that the United States pull all troops out by the end of 2020. And that is what's on the table as part of the deal. Now, there are conditions in support of that, but that is what they're insisting on.
There will be meetings with the Chinese in October in Washington, D.C.
Right.
So, there you have it. Are you kidding me? That's what we're going to sign up for. But anyway... we need to, it's real interesting. You have a conversation with people, you know, and I've had them where, you know, they find out that you've served in Iraq and Afghanistan. They want to ask and they'll say, well, but what do we do about that? And the response is you have to kill them. And they look at you like, what? Like, yeah, I know you don't understand this, but there's some people, right, that's the only solution for. You won't stop them, okay? You have to kill them, and you have to destroy what they stand for. And I don't know what it is about being an American, but we don't get that. We don't get that. And again, the Taliban, they can make any deal they want because none of it's binding on them because they're making a deal with the infidel. And Allah doesn't care what they do relative to the infidel. Just eject them from the motherland. So, anyway, it's just watching it's painful. All right, Whitney Houston makes Friday official. Well, I'm also pissed off. I got to update you on my high school volleyball coach and now athletic director. He's in my crosshairs, too. So I got to update you on that little shit show. You know, God help, you know, student athletes across the country. Because there's a whole bunch of dopes that get involved with sports, you know. And memo, hey, if you're a coach and you're overweight, get your fat ass out and start working out, man. You're supposed to be a role model for young kids. Yeah, boom. Yeah. Get your ass out there and work out. Back away from the training table, maybe. It like she does every Friday. Yeah, that's moderately above average. All right, this is dedicated to everybody out there that's searching for an answer relative to trauma. I hope you cross paths with post-traumatic winning. I mean, read you a text message I got a little bit ago. A friend sent me this that she got from a friend. This is entitled, from my friend's group text last night. She was finishing up a seminar in San Diego. So here's the text. One of our speakers gave a two-hour seminar on vicarious trauma. I've had quite a bit of education on vicarious trauma, what it is, how to identify it, and how bad it is for you. But what they've never really said is what to do about it. I've even said, so, we know what it is, we know how damaging it is, but what do we do about it? A few months ago, at another training, I raised my hand and said, okay, we know what it is, and we also know we all have it, but what do we do about it? She responded with, take care of yourself, get good quality sleep, eat well, and exercise. Duh, that was annoying. Lady, do you know what I do? My job is usually in the middle of the night. Sleep is a great goal, but not always possible. And eat right and exercise, double duh. That's all you got? So today's speaker gave us actual things to do to mitigate vicarious trauma. The nature of my job means that I cannot avoid it, but I can take care of myself so I don't go cuckoo or postal. Know what one of the most important things she said to do? Make a group of friends who love you and encourage you and will sit down in the dark with you when your life is shit. Then she said, so that's code for talk about it. Then she said, friends who knew you before you do what you do are the best friends because they know the authentic you. The you you were before the job, and it's easier to be the real you with friends like that. I call it staying connected to your tribe. But even then, that's all I got. Post-traumatic winning is so far down the road from this shit. So, like I said, I've got to get a bigger voice. I got to get a bigger platform. I gotta move this thing down the road. Because let me tell you, I mean, I believe, with the exception for people that are have structural mental health issues. Okay, what do I mean by that? I mean people that are clinically depressed, bipolar, things like that. So if you're short of that, right? And so what does that mean? Well, you're just struggling with it, right? You're struggling with it. Do you feel down? Yeah. Are you clinically depressed? No, you're not. Okay. So, and that's 99% of the population. Post-traumatic winning has an answer for you. Yeah. It's got 3 goals and 9 commandments for you. It's got a path to a greater life for you. Yeah. So, anyway, that motivated me this morning to go out and do great things. So, this dedicated to everybody searching for some kind of an answer. I hope you cross paths with somebody who's gone to a post-traumatic winning event. And I hope they turn and they look at you and they say, hey, can I talk to you? Can I show you something? And they whip out these 3 goals and 9 commandments. And whoever looks at them, looks at those and says, are you a therapist? They say, no, I used to be in the Marine Corps. And the answer to that is, what? What do you fuckers know about it? Oh, trust me, we know about it. So this dedicated to everybody looking for a solution. Check out Post-Traumatic Winning. Listen to some of the interviews. It's the shit.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
If you don't love your Marine, then you really ought to get out. The only reason I stuck around that low paying outfit 40 years is for the absolute pleasure of serving alongside cocky, rambunctious, disciplined, selfless, unbelievably selfless young Marines. And the infantry got its name, infant soldier, infantry, young soldier. And I enjoyed being around them. And in the military, it's all about the team. And so if you don't know the team players beyond simply their rank and last name, you don't care about them deeply. I mean, just go up to Bethesda any time you want to see the cost of war and see the ranks on the rooms that you're walking into. Lance Corporal here, Lance Corporal there, PFC here, Sergeant there, Lieutenant. If you don't care about these guys, don't expect them to care about what's important to you. They're putting their lives on the line.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
All right, time to check the weather. 8:34 on a Friday, short week because of Labor Day. Currently it is cloudy and 70 in Quantico. It is cloudy and 76 at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune. I got some correspondence earlier in the day. And the electricity has been on there the whole time. They're hopeful that the damage has not been too significant. Also hopeful that the new construction that's going on has not been damaged too much. So currently it is cloudy and 76 at Camp Lejeune. There's a tropical weather statement, the hurricane warning, the hurricane watch, the tornado warning, tornado watch have all expired and not been renewed. That's good news. Tropical weather statement is in effect until 16:30 Eastern Daylight Time today. And there's a flash flood watch. You know, that's why I just glide effortlessly. I stammered on effortlessly. There's a lesson in that about humility. Notice how I just glide through the weather? Yeah. Like it's just rolling off my tongue until I said effortlessly. Maybe I should find a different synonym for effortlessly. Flash flood watch set to expire at 1400 today as well. So that's good news. Good news. And let me tell you why. The DOD didn't replenish a whole lot of that money for about a year when this happened. And so who needs that? Yeah, the DOD, like, saying, oh, yeah, we feel really bad. Okay? We feel really bad that you got your asses hammered, but, yeah, we won't provide supplemental funding for you to deal with it, so you can just, so you can have contractors that go unpaid and leave the area and don't do work. Out of Marine Corps Base 29 Palms, it is sunny and 88 right now. And man, it's too hot. It's been too hot here. And it's been humid. It sucked ass around here. Anyway, partly sunny and 73 at Pendleton. We need that thing to drop into the 60s. Camp Smith in Hawaii, dark, cloudy and 81. Okinawa has 3 weather alerts, so you know we got to check that shit out. It's dark, cloudy, raining and 80 degrees, which is a little bit cooler than it normally is in Okinawa. See, I mean, I'm kind of a weather expert of weather around the Marine Corps. Yeah, I watch it every day. You know, I don't know why are weather people so weird? Even in the Marine Corps, like the weather dorks that come in, you just stare at them like, dude, are you really a Marine? Like, you're the Met guy? Meteorological dude. Yeah, they show up and brief for the next 3 days, and then they come in the next day. You're like, dude, you were totally wrong. Well, we could only give you the best we have. Yeah, right. Shut up. All right, in Okinawa right now, thunderstorm advisory until 9 p.m. on Saturday, September 7th. There's a high wave advisory until 2100 Japan Standard Time on Saturday, and heavy rainfall advisory until noon on Saturday, Japanese Standard Time. Now, the question is, what time is it currently in Okinawa? Some of you Okinawa dorks may know, but I'm not one, and it's been a while since I've been deployed there. All right, from the West Coast, it is currently 12:38 a.m. on Saturday, September 7th. So that would make them, what, 16 hours ahead of us? Or 8 hours behind us? So minus 8. Minus 8 plus 1. I think that's how we used to do it. Minus 8 plus 1. All right, so Okinawa, minus 8, plus 1. Having some storms there, pretty normal for this time of year. All right, now that we have the time, now that we have the time zones down. That means I'm buying time for myself as I go back to the right page. Okinawa. Oh, over to Ramadi we go. It is clear. Sun setting and 99 degrees in Ramadi. And in Helmand Province, home of Task Force Southwest, it is clear. The sun set and 90 degrees. So cooling temperatures in Afghanistan. Everybody loves that. Currently, it is mostly sunny and 75, which I don't like. Tonight, though, it's going to cool off a little bit. It'll be in around 70 degrees. Tomorrow, a high of 83. Today, a high of 86. And on Sunday, a high of 78 degrees. That is a look at your weather. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll go through the news headlines. I haven't even looked at them, to be honest. Normally, I do. I haven't. Because I was so excited that Maria Bartiromo listens to All Marine Radio. I mean, who knew, right? Who knew that somebody of that stature. And Maria, if you would listen on a more regular basis, you would have come to that conclusion 2 months ago. Because the reason the Chinese can't go there is they can't destroy the foundation of their economic system, which is totalitarian economic extortion. Now, the podcast thing that I'm putting up, that I've prepared most of right now, has a headline. I sent it to Tim Lynch earlier and told him how, and said, look at how brilliant I am. I've got to read you some shit Max Boot wrote on the lead up to Afghanistan. I mean, Iraq. It's like stunning when you read it. Here's kind of the headline that sits over the Chinese flag. All right, China can't, all caps, underline, make a deal. Their entire system is based on totalitarian extortion. So go ahead and hold your breath. I dare you. So anywho, yeah, that is that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So yeah, if she would just listen more often, she'd have had that little nugget months ago. They can't make a deal. It's like human rights when Jimmy Carter was talking about human rights. They've got to treat each other better. If they'll just be nice to them, we'll all get along and we can make this thing work. Shit. But guess what? That's not, I mean, look, there's concentration camps in Western China for Muslims. And the whole world, where's the world media? Have they descended on them? No, fuck no. Why, you want to know why? Because Donald Trump doesn't have anything to do with it. If it could be linked to Donald Trump, you'd see the Uyghurs out of those concentration camps in minutes. But it's okay because it's China, and nobody's going to take on China because they're fashioning the world, right, according to GARP. It's not the world as it is. It's not what's truthful, right, as nations seek to coexist. It's none of that. In a rules-based system, it is, I'll do what I'll do, and you can, if you don't like it, lump it. And up is now to the left, just for the record. Okay, with all that said, let's check the news. Coming up next, on a Friday, I'm fired up, for whatever reason. Don't touch that dial.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to my dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Anything she needs, you can call me. Don't worry about it, that's my seat, oh, that's all me. Just know if you cross her, then you cross me, cross me, cross me. Anything she needs, you can call me. Don't worry about it, that's my seat.
My new favorite song. Eddie Sheeran. Featuring Chance the Rapper. And PNB Rock. Oh, no.
anything she needs, she can call me. Don't worry about it, that's my seed, oh, that's all me. Just know if you cross her, then you cross me, cross me, cross me. With you, with you, with you, with you,
you cross her, you cross me. Nobody come close, and I think that you should know that if you cross her, then you cross me.
I had somebody in my neighborhood come to my house and tell me to turn the music down the other night. I'm 60 fucking one. Yeah.
But y'all know that my girl ain't doing CrossFit.
I'm one of the great car dancers of all time.
Nobody come close, and I think that you should know that if you cross her,
then you cross her. And save the email, man. It's my show. If I want to sing, guess what?
I think that you should know.
She's tripping and she's crazy.
Oh, no. Quit messing with my baby for sure.
If you cross her, then you cross me.
Nobody coming close, yeah. I think that you should know that if you cross her,
then you cross me. Speaking of crossing me, okay? I go talk to this athletic director, because that's who I got told to talk to. Because a friend of calling gets cut from the volleyball team in a text message, right? So now, I'm listening to Colleen talk to her friend that got cut last night. After I had talked to the athletic director. And the athletic director talks to her and says, well, you know, blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing. If you want to come back on the team, then I'll talk to the coach. How about this? How about this? Okay? How about, hey, look, right? What happened was wrong. Okay? He clearly did not handle this right. So I want to apologize to you on behalf of the athletic department here at Estancia High School. Okay? Now, you are welcome back on this team. You're not going to have any problems. I've talked to everybody involved in it. And so I want you to know, right, that we want you to come back and play. How about that? Here's what you got. Well, if you want to play, then I'll go talk to him. I mean, are you shitting me? And so now I got to go to the principal, former Marine officer, and tell him, man, you got a shit show going on in your athletic department. And then, you know, it's like, oh, you should just let it go, right? No, fuck that. I hate this shit. That's too, so that you're supposed to mentor kids and develop them. I tell a story that I love, okay, about coaching high school baseball. And what happened was, this young kid comes in to pitch, and I hand him the ball, and so he could throw, right? But he's, I think, a sophomore pitching a varsity game. He was scared shitless. And so the next day at practice, he comes up to me. He goes, Coach, could I talk to you? And I said, yeah, what's up? I'm thinking, oh, here we go. And he said, I just want to say thank you for what you did for me yesterday. And for what you said to me yesterday. And I said, and I couldn't remember, what did I say? And I said, so what did I say? And he said, well, when you gave me the ball, you said, I believe in you. You're going to do great. You can do this. And he said, I've never had a man tell me that in my life. I just want to thank you. And, I mean, those kind of things make your day, right? That's what you're supposed to do, right? You're not supposed to cut him because, oh, he wasn't trying hard enough. Then get them to try. If they're a good kid, sit down and talk to them and say, I need you to do this. Don't cut them in a fucking text message. You know, so shit show. So I gotta I got shit to do today. Email, hey, Mac, back catching up on your program because I, a civilian, want to stay connected. When you come to Granbury, when you came to Granbury and shared your program on post-traumatic winning and the reactions afterwards certainly shows there is a dire need for you to branch out and reach beyond military families. I wish you all the best with that idea, and we'll be brainstorming to come up with some to make it happen. Thanks, Mac. That's from George Mendoza. And, you know, I meet cool people that are going through this all the time. And now, I mean, I offer them tools like I offer everybody. Hey, I'm not going to tell you that it's hard and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Okay. I'm going to say there's a way. I'm going to show you a way that my culture has taught me. Not one of these things is original thought on my part. Well, maybe nuances are, but all of this comes from the wisdom from people I've interviewed now in my fourth year. Okay. Because before that, I was struggling like everybody else to deal with it. Now I know the path. And so just amplifying the voice is important. I got a call from somebody up in North Dakota. They're doing something. They're like, hey, Mac, I thought of you. So I got to get involved in that. Here's an email. I'm motivated and fired up, Mac. Boy, do we have work to do in helping community. Pre-traumatic training, anyone? Yeah, that's where that term comes from. Nancy, up in Western Pennsylvania, right? And here we all thought they were knuckle-dragging Steeler fan bozos up there, which a lot of them are. But nonetheless, pre-traumatic training. She coined it. Video seminar for helping a community. The spiritual fitness piece, however you define it, can inoculate, shock absorb, both prevent pre-event and post-trauma. Just saying. The chaplain of the Marine Corps does a lot of talking about spiritual fitness Friday. It's right here in front of them. Jeez. And then there's kind of some kind of face. I don't really understand. It looks like a smile, I think. Or like a woman with a mustache. I'm not really sure what it is. And then it's that to you, Nancy. I get fired up, right? I get fired up because I see the good. I see the good. And so it gets me motivated. Then I see stuff that pisses me off, and I can't help it. I have to do something about it. Right? It's called leadership, I think. Top stories in Stars and Stripes. Secretary of Defense calls on U.S. allies to stand up to Russian and Chinese threats to the world order. Yeah, let me tell you. If the fucking Germans and the fucking French and the fucking Brits won't stand up for the rules-based order that has been instituted post-World War II, then you will lose it, not so much to the Russians, because, let me tell you, I don't know. I'm very curious to see what happens to Russia post-Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin's Dr. Evil / James Bond impersonation, for whatever reason, works for the nation around the world. But post-Vladimir Putin, shit show. Russia will become a shit show. Write it down. Just as I told you, as I listened to Grant Newsham, they can't make a deal. It's like Jimmy Carter and the human rights. We can't do that. Don't you understand? We control this massive population through intimidation and violence if necessary. So when you talk human rights, you talk the end to our form of government. Yeah. In case you don't know it, that's why it's falling. That's why it's fallen on deaf ears for low 40 years since we've been doing that shit. Okay. So anyway, Esper's talking to our allies, lecturing our allies who are rolling their eyes and saying, "Oh, the Americans are so stupid. Don't you understand? We've got to keep this economy going." Purple Hearts awarded 101 years after Coast Guard cutter torpedoed by Germans. All right. Let me see if there's any other interesting stories. U.S. Naval Institute news, and then the chef's going to join us. So I'll have to cool my jets before he joins. The state of the LCS Navy. LCS is Littoral Combat Ships. Navy moving to add firepower and capability in both classes. And there's also, I should probably read this, I don't know if I'll have time to, report on China naval modernization and implications for the U.S. Navy. It's a picture of Marines at Camp Lejeune. Carolina Marines ride out Hurricane Dorian. Marines sitting in the back of an Amtrak. Another story, Navy poised to aid the Bahamas, waiting for a formal request. Navy, man, they're having a tough summer. They're probably happy it's coming to an end. They're fat, undisciplined, and not very well trained. Okay? So that's not what you really want on a marquee. Okay? The Marine Corps, right? We're in shape, right? We're struggling with discipline. And we need more money. Aside from that, again, second straight day, not a story I would tell you about in Marine Corps Times. Top five stories in Early Bird before we get the chef in here. Hold on, I'll read you an email. Sports talk. Shout out to the Green Bay Packers for going into Chicago and destroying their preseason euphoria. The Bears suck. Come on, man. They're big defense and all that. I don't know why, but the Chicago sucks. And I don't know if I'm over the NFL yet. I will say this. I certainly don't look at it with the same affection I did as I grew up as a kid. But I'm trying not to be a hater. I'm hoping that they can move on from the stupid shit they did that forced me away from a sport that I've watched since I was a kid. Here's another email. Mac, all kidding aside, I've learned and then in parentheses it says, to quote you, shit ton from listening to you and Grant Newsham. And don't sell it short. I don't hear that kind of stuff in long format very many places. So my compliments. I've told a whole lot of people about the podcasts you do and to put Grant Newsham's name in the search box on your website. And more than a few of them have listened and really enjoy it. First of all, you're moderately entertaining. I'll take that as a compliment. I'm not moderately entertaining. I'm funny. I tell my kids hate it when I say this shit, right? I'm like, no, I'm funny. And they're like, Dad, you're not funny. I'm like, no, I'm like professional funny. You're like little kid stupid ass funny, okay? I'm a professional entertainer. Deal with it, yo. and they hate that shit. This is a follow-up to the sports talk. I noted the national anthem was covered prominently in the run-up to the kickoff. Oh, yeah, it's a big production. It's a big production, right? The network's wondering, will we air it or will we not air it? Blah, 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 blah. Here's another one. Maria Bartiromo. That's pretty good, Mac. Are you sure she listens to you? Where else would she get that kind of information, that kind of insight? Who else is saying that there won't be a deal with China, ever? Because they'll end their extortion racket should they enter into such a deal. Or they'll enter into it with no intention. It's kind of like the way the Taliban will enter into any deal that gets our shit out of that country, right? They'll enter into it, right, sprinting, if that's what gets it. What do you? Yeah, of course. And then they won't abide by any of it. First of all, it's not like the Taliban act in concert. When somebody says right, everybody, it's not. That's not the Taliban. Okay, it's a loose confederation of assholes, right? Who run the show the way they want to run the show and make the money the way they want to make the money. Oh, I thought it was a idealistic, religious-based organization. Oh, well, yeah, it is, if money's part of your ideology. Oh, shit! This sign that I was kind of decoding, it looks like a woman with a mustache. Love to you. It's a heart. Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that. Come on, there's way... Come on, Nancy, that's a heart. You need a lesson in anatomy, if that's a heart. Okay? I don't think that's what a heart looks like. Here's another one. Mac, do you think you could travel to Des Moines and come unscrew our athletic department at the high school? They could certainly use you, because that dumbass stuff goes on all the time here. Coaches that don't communicate with kids... You don't sound like you're the kind of parent that's down there clamoring all the time. But when it's out of bounds, it's out of bounds. Did he really cut her in a text message? Yes. Yes. And now he's like 26 years old, right? And now he has me in his shit. And I'm up the athletic director's ass now, too. And it's going higher than that today. So, I don't know. Maybe I think I should keep this a local event. I don't think I should expand beyond my current little thing that I do. All right, we'll take a break. The chef actually called me. This is kind of a watershed event. The chef is actually on hold. Hold on. We'll say hi to him. Hey, chef baby, what's up?
Good morning, pretty boy.
All right. He actually, all on his own, like a big boy, he called in the program, and he's on hold right now, waiting, listening. How about that, everybody?
Well, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Now you're taking over high school program.
Oh.
And I love that shit.
I'm not even... It's not even
you're
my...
capable.
It's not even my daughter, either. But I'm pissed. So, anyway. All right.
No.
The chef will stand by. We'll take a break. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it on a Friday. The one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
More than 2 million Americans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that approximately 11 to 20% of those warriors may have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As we recognize PTSD Awareness Month, Real Warriors Campaign volunteer Meg Mitchum, a former Army combat medic who served in Iraq, encourages fellow warriors to reach out when they need help.
The hardest step was admitting that I needed help coping with PTSD. Once I did, my command and unit fully supported me, and I was able to get the care I needed. Getting support helped me succeed in the military and now in my civilian career.
If you or a loved one is coping with an invisible wound, resources are available, and they work. For more information, visit the Real Warriors campaign at realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends, these are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.